Tevin's getting going. You know, he got banged up a little bit earlier. Devonta got a little bit banged up today. I don't know yet, but I don't think it's anything serious, but it's part of camp. Really never been through camp without backs going down. It happens at every position, and hopefully they get healthy fast and get out there again.
How much of a lead do you feel like Devonta has because of the experience of 1 year and what he's shown you, especially as a pass catcher?
Well, it's always easier for guys who have been in the system. I mean, we've been in the league for a year before, just like it was probably harder on Devonta last year. So you always got an advantage being in your second year compared to a rookie. But, you know, we're not there yet. We're taking it day by day, and we've got a month to go before that happens, and we'll see what happens.
Do you have any concern about depth at that position?
No. I mean, I think we got a bunch of guys who can play. I mean, depth's always a concern at every position, and that always depends on injuries and stuff that you can't control as a coach. So I try not to worry about it as best as I can.
When would you like to have the five offensive linemen that can run your scheme the best in place? When would you like to have that group working together in unison?
The first day of OTAs, you would like it. Rarely does it happen. You know, we're still not there yet because guys are coming back from injury, and you know, we're trying to be smart with them and ease them in. Hopefully we come out in week one and it's our group, and hopefully that's not the first week they've been playing together. But you know, my whole career, there's only probably been 1 year for me that the whole line stayed healthy. So you're gonna have to play with a group of guys as it goes. So this is good practice for a realistic practice for how to end up being anyways.
All that mixing and matching, can you tell me maybe what group kind of impressed you the most as far as the ability to get out and run in that scheme?
You mean specific players?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into specific players, but you know, the quicker you can get your starters out there, the faster. You know, we have some obvious guys that have been hurt that are obvious starters, but then we got some competition at a lot of those spots too. So we don't have anybody penciled in yet, and you know, we got about 15 guys out there, and given a day, you know, we had a couple guys got hurt yesterday and a couple today. So we'll keep rolling them all in, and we'll see how it ends up.